When word came last year that Treasury Secretary Jack Lew was considering dropping Alexander Hamilton from the Sawbuck to give an important woman from American history some FaceTime, Carl Rubino wasn't thrilled.
I'm very taken with his personality. I've read a lot of books about him.
Rubino is a classics professor at, where else, Hamilton College in Clinton, New York.
I'm kind of a Hamilton junkie, I guess.
On that front, Rubino is not alone. By now, even if you can't get tickets, you've probably heard about the Lin-Manuel Miranda Broadway juggernaut Hamilton, which has ignited a new round of interest in the Founding Father, even pushing Ron Chernow's 2004 biography, the inspiration for the rap musical, back onto the bestsellers list.
If we assume the debts the union gets, a new line of credit, a financial diuretic, how do you not get it? If we're aggressive and competitive, the union gets a boost, you'd rather give it a sedative?
Cliff's Notes version. The orphaned and adopted Empire Stater argued for the Constitution, writing most of the Federalist Papers, had ties to Albany, was the first Secretary of the Treasury, and famously died after a duel with Vice President Aaron Burr. He was also a trustee at the academy that would become Hamilton College in 1812. Rubino, who's retiring this summer, has taught a course on the classical tradition in American politics, concentrating on Cicero, Jefferson, and Hamilton. He attended the reenactment of the Burr-Hamilton duel on the fateful day's 200th anniversary in 2004. Secretary Lew announced Wednesday that, in the end, Hamilton is safe on the $10 bill. Instead, President Andrew Jackson will be moved to the back of the 20 to make way for Harriet Tubman, the abolitionist and former slave who helped other slaves escape.
I have my reservations that if it weren't for the Broadway play and the massive success it's had, that Jack Lew, the Secretary of the Treasury, would have gone ahead with his plan to replace Hamilton. So I'm delighted, and I think Miranda is really kind of a genius guy.
Senator Chuck Schumer called it a double win for New York, Hamilton on the 10, Tubman on the 20, linking upstate and downstate. Rubino says the students agree.
They like the idea that Hamilton is staying where he belongs.
But even with this monetary reprieve, Rubino believes Hamilton's still not getting his due.
There's a statue of him on campus, and everybody knows about it. It looks right outside, it's right outside the chapel, so people see it a lot. And Joan Stewart, the president, has really taken a real interest in him. She's the first president in a long time, I think, to do so. And so he's around more than he was. But, you know, the knowledge about him still stays lags behind people like George Washington or Abe Lincoln, who are well known to everybody.
Meantime, Tubman isn't the only new face coming to our currency. Suffrage pioneers Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Lucretia Mott, Sojourner Truth, and Alice Paul will appear on the back of the 10. Marian Anderson, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Martin Luther King Jr. will be featured on the 5. Some of us are more likely to pay attention to the number on a bill, not the face, but Rubino says historical figures have mattered to contemporary people since antiquity.
My wife is fond of quoting a passage saying the past is not past, it's still present. I mean, there's something about these people that grab our attention.
At any rate, no matter whose face is on the front, you'll need about 42 $10 bills to buy the average ticket to see Hamilton on Broadway, unless you win the daily $10 ticket lottery.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done.
Ian Pickus, WAMC News.
Just you.